This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
So my story, I have a few paranormal stories that I will be submitting at a later time, but for my first submission, I thought I would tell a story that it just really impacts me, and although it's not my personal experience, it was something that relates to my family, so I think it's a really, really good story. So for my father is somebody who has always taught me that family comes first. Ever since I can remember, he's been taking care of my great-grandparents, like his grandparents, his mother and father, my mom's mother and father, just anyone in the family. He always put a big emphasis on how important it is to take care of your elders. So when we moved out of Philadelphia when I was younger, my great-grandfather, who's my father's grandfather, he lost his wife, and there was no one in the area to take care of him on a daily basis. My dad usually did his groceries and whatnot. So when we moved into our new home, my dad and my mom made a point to kind of change the garage into a guest room with a bathroom and everything like that, so my great grandfather could live with us for some time. So my dad really went out, really put it out there that he wanted to take care of my poppy, my great grandfather, and just do anything he could. So my poppy lived with us for some time. And, he got to an age where when no one was home, it was hard. We always had to have somebody home to take care of him. And he, just began to exhibit behaviors that showed that he needed somebody, a constant nursing staff or someone to be with him at all times. So that was towards like the end. Eventually he moved out to a nursing home and passed away. But it was really hard for my father just to let that go, to think that he couldn't do anything more to help him. So fast forward a couple months, we have a pool table in our basement that, so when my father was younger, his father and his and his uncles and everyone and his grandfather, my poppy, used to all play pool, and it was just like a big family thing. And so after my poppy had passed, at this time my grandfather, my pop-up had already passed, and my great uncle had passed also. So they had all passed away, and right after my poppy had died, we began to hear the pool balls breaking in our basement on the pool table. So we would, as a family, be upstairs and hear that, look around confused, know that everyone's upstairs, no one's downstairs, go downstairs, no pool balls are on the table, but we all heard it. There's distinct times that we would each individually hear, and that's a very distinct noise. It's that breaking of, you know, the ball set up and that crash, but not anything like violent. It's a very distinct sound. So we would hear that for a while. A few like random things would happen to me in my bedroom, just like, things would move, or, just we would hear noises. My brother had a guitar, and you'd hear like the strum of a guitar, but no one would be in the room to strum it, and he would walk in the room and the strings would still be resonating as if somebody did touch it. It was things like that were happening. So we all just were like, oh, it's Poppy. And, you know, he's just saying, hey, that he's here. My father doesn't really believe in anything paranormal. He's definitely somebody that needs an experience to believe something. But this experience definitely made him a believer. So one night, my father and my mother were sleeping, and my mom has this dream that Poppy comes to her and just says, oh, I just talked to Anthony, my father. I just talked to Anthony, and everything's going to be okay. And my mom in her dream was just like, okay, like, good to see you, Poppy. You look so great. Like, this is what she's telling me. So when she immediately woke up, still like in a dreamy state, the first thing out of her mouth to my dad was, how's Poppy? And my dad instantly was very confused by this. He was, you know, asked my mom what she meant. And she was like, oh, sorry, I'm just, I just had a dream about Poppy. You know, she just took it as like her waking up. That was the first thing on her mind. She didn't know why she said it. But my father was very persistent as to why she asked that. So eventually she said like, oh, I just had a dream that he said he talked to you. No big deal. And that freaked my dad out. Cause he had just had a dream that night also that Poppy came to him and was just saying, you know, it's been me. I've tried, you know, I've been around the house and I know you guys have heard me, but I just wanted to let you know that, like, thank you. And I will be going now. I won't be bothering you guys anymore. And my dad like had a conversation with him. I'm getting goosebumps right now. And then that was it. The craziest part is, of course, my mom then dreamt of him too and said that in the dream, Poppy said he talked to my father, Anthony, which, you know, that's another factor that really blew my parents' mind that Poppy said that. And, you know, my dad had that dream also. But the next big thing that is just crazy is that my parents both described my Poppy wearing the same exact thing. He was wearing khakis, a light blue shirt, the same shoes, everything, that he looked the exact same in both their dreams. And it was just one of those occurrences that, you know, how is there a coincidence like that? It's just definitely a very peaceful thing after that happened. You know, it kind of shook up the family in a good way. Everyone was kind of like, well, that's not just a coincidence. That was Poppy saying that, you know, thank you. I think to my father more than anything for just being there for him, but he wanted to make sure we knew that, you know, he was okay. So that's my story. Again, I have a few others that I will be sending in. Thank you guys so much. Have a great day.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.